This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Apple is adopting Google's texting standard, but blue bubble elitism will probably continue. Apple Corporation will enable iPhones to support the Rich Communication Service, or RCS, the texting standard that the Android OS uses. Soon, Apple and Android users will be able to exchange longer messages with better quality photos and videos, read receipts, typing indicators, location sharing, and improved cybersecurity. But what is surely the most important feature for some users, the text bubble color, is likely to remain separate but not equal, at least for the time being. Apple says that adding support for the RCS Universal Profile will offer a better interoperability experience when compared to SMS or MMS. The Android-compatible text format will work alongside iMessage, which will continue to be included for Apple users. Apple famously refused to adopt the compatible texting format for so long. Even as recently as 2022, Apple CEO Tim Cook said that the company had no plans to adopt RCS. Android users who were frustrated about that, he shrugged, should switch to his Apple iPhones. The problem with that philosophy is the fact that Apple is under a lot of antitrust scrutiny around its control over devices. That's especially true in Europe, where the EU has made interoperability demands that Apple has begrudgingly acceded to, like the switch from Apple's proprietary Lightning charging port to the universal USB-C standard. Apple is adopting RCS on its own before someone forces it to. An exploding population of hard-to-eradicate super pigs in Canada is threatening to spill south of the border, and northern states like Minnesota, North Dakota, and Montana are taking steps to stop the invasion of feral pigs. In Canada, the wild pigs roaming Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba are often crossbreeds that combine the survival skills of wild Eurasian boar with the size and high fertility of domestic swine to create a super pig that's spreading out of control. Ryan Brook, a professor at the University of Saskatchewan and one of Canada's leading authorities on the problem, calls feral swine the most invasive animal on the planet and an ecological train wreck. Pigs are not native to North America. While they've roamed parts of the continent for centuries, Canada's problem dates back only to the 1980s when it encouraged farmers to raise wild boar. The market collapsed after peaking in 2001, and some frustrated farmers simply cut their fences, setting the animals free. It turned out that the pigs were very good at surviving Canadian winters. Smart, adaptable, and furry, they eat anything, including crops and wildlife. The feral pigs tear up land when they root for bugs and crops. They can spread devastating diseases to hog farms like African swine fever, and they reproduce quickly. A feral pig sow can have 6 piglets in a litter and raise 2 litters a year. That means 65% or more of a wild pig population could be killed every year, and it will still increase. Hunting just makes the problem worse, Brooks said, because the success rate for hunters is only about 2-3%, and several states have banned hunting because it makes the pigs more wary and nocturnal, tougher to track down and eradicate. Wild pigs already cause around $2.5 billion in damage to U.S. crops every year, mostly in southern states like Texas, and they can be aggressive toward humans. A woman in Texas was killed by wild pigs in 2019. Eradication of feral pigs is no longer possible in Manitoba and Saskatchewan, Brooks said, but the situation is not hopeless everywhere, and a few U.S. states have eliminated them. The key, he said, is having a detection system that finds them early and fast, and then responding quickly. Brooke and his colleagues have documented 62,000 wild pig sightings in Canada. Their aerial surveys have spotted them on both sides of the Canada-North Dakota border. They've also recorded a sighting in Manitoba within 18 miles of Minnesota. Brooke said Montana has been the most serious about keeping wild pigs out. It banned raising and transporting wild pigs within the state. Feral swine have been reported in at least 35 states, according to the USDA. The agency estimates the swine population in those states totals around 6 million. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.